Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the FDA's Oncologic Drugs Advisory Committee votes 7-1 in favor of a favorable benefit-risk profile for AstraZeneca's TruCap. FDA approves Axsome Therapeutics' Auvelity as the first non-antipsychotic treatment for agitation associated with Alzheimer's disease dementia. And pharmaceutical executive speaks with Jeff Golfman of Send123 on how global disruptions are cascading through the pharmaceutical supply chain. The FDA's Oncologic Drugs Advisory Committee has voted 7-1, with one abstention, that AstraZeneca's TruCap demonstrates a favorable benefit-risk profile for patients with PTEN-deficient metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. The recommendation is based on phase 3 data from the CAPItello 281 trial, which showed a 19% reduction in the risk of radiographic disease progression or death, alongside a clinically meaningful improvement in median radiographic progression-free survival compared to abiraterone and ADT alone. While the FDA is not bound by ODAC recommendations, the committee's strong vote is expected to carry significant weight as the agency reviews the supplemental new drug application it accepted in August 2025. The FDA has approved Auvelity for the treatment of agitation associated with dementia due to Alzheimer's disease, making it the first non-antipsychotic medication approved for this indication and only the second drug approved specifically for Alzheimer's-related agitation. The approval granted with breakthrough therapy and priority review designations is supported by the Phase 3 Advance 1 and Accord 2 clinical trials, with Advance 1 demonstrating statistically significant improvement on the Cohen-Mansfield agitation inventory versus placebo. Finally, pharmaceutical executive speaks with Jeff Golfman, founder and president of Send123, on how the Strait of Hormuz disruption and global logistics constraints are creating a compounding supply chain crisis that extends well beyond pharmaceuticals. Golfman situates the pharmaceutical risk within a broader pattern of global supply chain contraction and stresses that India's deep dependence on Gulf Petroleum for both chemical inputs and export logistics creates a particularly acute choke point for the U.S. generic drug supply. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.